Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. I love having all of my kids home. My oldest is home from college, and nobody is gone at activities or school at all. We're just home together for the most part. Having a blizzard doesn't hurt either. Keeps everybody home. We don't even need to be doing anything together. I just like everyone being under the same roof. It's comforting to me. And I bet that a lot of you can relate to this. Even if you don't have kids or have kids in college, you know that this feeling, that you have this feeling or desire to have this feeling of everyone being home. If your children are grown up and married with kids of their own, you can still no doubt relate to this. If someone in your family has special needs and are in a group home, or if someone's sick and in the hospital, you still understand. You just want everybody to come home. For those of you gathered here who have lost a child, or if you have a friend or a family member who's estranged from you, this is a feeling you still long for, because our families, they just don't feel complete until we're all together again. I got to thinking about this because I was actually sleeping. It's kind of like a dream, and I was contemplating, how does God feel at Christmas time? Because this is one of the times of the year where many of God's children come together to worship him in his house. And that must feel really good to God, I thought. I mean, it's nice for me to see all of you here, but for God, it must feel even better. Just to see his children gathered together under one roof, even if it's only for one night. And yet there are still many of his children missing from our gathering. I know that. No matter how full our church is, there's always going to be some people missing. So, Christmas celebrations must be really, really joyful in heaven, but also a little bit sad, just like it is for us. I believe that the reality of Christmas for all of us is both happy and sad, because there are very few times that we do get everyone that we love together. Sometimes there are just situations that can't be fixed, and we just have to live with that sadness too. This juxtaposition of emotions is present in all of our lives, and it's here in the Bible too. In the Gospel of John, in our reading tonight, we read that Jesus, God's word, was in the world, and though the world was created through him, the world didn't accept him. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So God is joyful whenever a sinner comes to believe in Jesus as a Savior, and he's heartbroken whenever someone refuses to accept him as Lord. Which means that no matter what time of year it is, there's probably never a moment where God is not probably both happy and sad because of what different people are doing. But again, the same is true for us throughout the rest of the year. As I look around church at night, I mean, it's a little dark. I can't really see everybody, but I mean, I'm thrilled to see all of you. So many people in the pews. I'm sure there are people watching us from home tonight. And I love seeing you all here. And I was thinking, as I was playing up here, knowing I was going to say this, that it's so different for me now. I've almost been here 13 years. And when I first got here, Christmas Eve was a ton of fun because the pews were full. And I just like to see people. But now that I've been here a long time, I like to see you because I know you. I mean, I know most of all of you really well, even if I don't see it every week. And that's what makes me happy now, is seeing you personally. And I pray that this service is inspiring to you, and I pray for your happiness all year long. But at the same time, I realize that many people that I really, really wanted to see tonight haven't come. Some people who have died that I just won't be able to see for a long time. Some people who aren't healthy enough to come. And some who have fallen away or even don't believe anymore. So I know that as happy as I am tonight, there'll be some of you I probably won't see again until next Christmas. But I'm just happy to see you tonight. Let's just be honest. I'm sad I don't get to see more of you, but I'm happy still. It's just always, we have both emotions all the time. That's part of a faithful life. It's full of those contrasting emotions all the time. When our loved one dies, we can be happy that their suffering is over while we're really sad that they're no longer in the world with us. We can feel both. We can be hopeful about steps going on in our society to improve things while being frustrated that more isn't being done and it's not being done fast enough. What I want to impress upon you tonight is that God promises to be with you in the joys and the sorrows all year long at Christmas time, but all year long as well. Because Christy and I care about our children. We pray about our children and would do anything to help our children, whether they're at home or not, at Christmas time or all through the rest of the year. Do you imagine that God feels any differently about you? I would say he's got to love you all even more than I love my kids. When you call to him crying about a broken heart, he weeps with you. And when you shout out for joy that you completed a task, he is right there with you, cheering you on. He simply wants to be a part of your life every day, all year long. Seeing when you come home is wonderful. But God is with you wherever you are, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Because he was born Emmanuel, which means God with us, so that you would know that you never have to live your life alone. He just wants to share your life with you. So once the Christmas holiday is over, our lives are going to go back to their normal rhythms. People home from college are going to go back. Things are going to change. We're going to get back to work. But I pray that something at least is different for you, that you will reconnect with your Heavenly Father daily and share your life with him, the highs and the lows. And remember that there's nothing that you can do that would separate you from his love, because God will always be happy when you come home to him, whether it's Christmas or any time of the year. Amen.